We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
It started with two women. And, well, today, it's still two women, but not just any women. It's Laurie and Lynn.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Laurie and Lynn, giving Northeast Pennsylvania local talk to start your weekend right.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
And now, celebrating their 10th year on the air on WILK News Radio. Here's Laurie and Lynn.
Love is all, no need to waste it. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm just fine.
How was your week?
My week feels like it was a day.
What
I don't know about you, but I just feel like the older I get, the more I feel like days,
it could go quick,
weeks just go into one thing.
I know.
And I am so disturbed by the fact that this is the third week of
August,
and I feel like the last 2 months of the summer just seem to have disappeared.
Well, they always do.
It's
they always
so
fly
fast.
By.
Well, anyway,
everything's fast.
But I'm I've been loving the weekends for the last couple weekends with the weather being as wonderful as it was. Spent a lot of time with friends and family out on the boat. I have a spider that has your name on it.
Please.
And other than that, not a whole lot. I've just been pretty sedentary and running back and forth between Lake Wall and Paulpack and here.
And how's the captain doing?
The cats have been doing fine.
No, captain.
Oh, captain.
Of the ship.
Well, he's not being captaining much.
I know, but you still got to give him that title.
Well, he did go, actually. He did go out for a ride.
Yeah.
And it was difficult getting him on and off the boat. But other than that, he enjoyed himself immensely, and he's very happy to let anybody else drive the boat.
Okay.
Now that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good, and it's we're looking at some other options of how we might be able to get him on and off the boat rather than the
traditional
walking up and down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to work on that, see if he can do it. So my nephew is coming this weekend. He's the one that went through Temple Law that we talked about, and he's working with Drinker Biddle in Philadelphia, and his main squeeze is starting her third year of Temple Law, and she finished an internship, so they squeezed in a week of vacation, and they're going to come up and see us for a little bit this weekend.
That's good.
So I'm looking forward to hearing the stories about how things are.
Work-relating. Yeah, work-related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the following weekend is Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day. Yay.
And my sister's finally making an appearance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then we have to deal with where do we store the boat? I just can't believe we're there already. I feel like I just took it out of storage.
You probably did. Well, next week I will be on
vacation. Have you made any plans?
Vacation. And I'm going to do a couple day trips. I'm a true day tripper, so
yes,
I'm
going
to do
good.
Some of that. I need to get some work done, like some things done. I have to focus on some things at home. So I just need time to be home and get things organized. And that consists of cleaning out many of my thousands of clothes and getting rid of things. And I need some time to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. But in between, I'll be taking day trips here, there, and everywhere. And we'll see how that goes. So that's my plan. And I just like the fact that I don't have any meetings.
Well, that's good.
Or work-related stuff. I mean, you, with your own business, you know you always have to be there just in case. So
I know.
It's not like I won't be doing anything, but I didn't make meetings outside of my office. Let's put it that way.
Good
that
move.
Makes it a lot easier. So, and Sean Cadden Foley had all of his interviews 2 weeks ago at Yale, where the law schools you meet with, and he had like 19 interviews, and now, and then they call you back, and then they schedule you for another interview. So he had several interviews, and he has accepted, he was offered an internship next summer with Davis Polk, which is a major law firm in New York City. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he will be doing next year. And then, you know, with that, what usually happens is they offer them a job
exactly.
at the end of their second year.
So, what is
or
Davis
the end of
Polk?
For law school?
Is that a political?
It's a,
type
I, it's a kind of a. I was trying to read up on it. It does a lot of different things,
yeah.
but it's a very long standing. It's international.
Good.
They have offices in Hong Kong and London and several other places that I can't remember off the top of my head. Washington D.C. on the stateside, New York City. Several places in the country, our country, and but it's one of the, from what I understand, it's one of the top 10 in the.
That's great.
I want to say country. I'm thinking that's it. But if you're an international law firm, I don't know. But it's so he's delighted and ready to go.
Good for him.
He said he likes the people there. He's met them and he's done like some research about people who have been there. A lot of people who do government work have worked at that law firm, and
that's
his eventual path, I think, is to get, you know, to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So both of my children, Tommy is on the West Coast for work now, but will be moved into his new digs the end on the 30th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And so next summer they both will be in New York City, and then when Sean gets out, that's where they'll be. So it's kind of nice they're in the same location. And
yeah.
Sean is can still from New Haven can still jump on the train and get into the city.
Oh yeah.
So that works out too. So it's all good.
So that's good for you. I mean, everybody is where you want them to be.
Yeah, so very happy. Thank God.
That's good.
And so Monday night we went to my sister owns our family home. And so she had renters who were moving out and new people coming in. So she had some time. So Monday night, my brother Jimmy's five children and Barbara and I had dinner on the deck of my mother's, you know, where we grew up. And
that's nice.
Because two of them are going away back to school. Timmy, who goes to Temple, he's in his last year. And Mary Kate, who's in her second year at Penn State main campus. So there are, and Seamus is a big football player with Dunmore, Seamus Cadden. And Matthew works for Tom Hesser Nissan and goes to Johnson. And little Jack is still, he's only 10, so he's at Dunmore Elementary or whatever grade he's in. Now I can't even remember. But so anyway, it was fun. It was nice to be with them all. They're such good kids. And we had a nice night Monday night. And then I went out with friends from the old Third National Bank days, Mary Jean Hunt Dixon, Linda Dunder Riley, and Midge Garvey MacArthur, and we went to La Cucina last night. We had a nice night reminiscing. Linda brought all these old photos of lots of pictures of us when we were very young,
exactly.
having lots of fun. So it was a good time. I love those meetings with gals from the past.
The past.
It's so,
yeah.
You know, just so neat to look and just think of what, God, we were so young and we,
mm-hmm.
you don't even know what who you are, what you have then, you know?
No clue.
So,
And was there a walk that's coming up?
Well, the walk's not till the end of the month, the 28th, but we'll talk more about it at the beginning of the month. But yes, if you register early before the middle of September, you will register at $25 versus $30. And if you go as a team, five people or more, you can do it for $20 a person.
Nice.
And there'll be signage along the walkway at McDade Park on the 28th of September for Hospice of the Sacred Hearts Remembrance Walk. They'll put a sign up, like a political sign, the size of a political sign, that'll have the name of your team. So you'll go walk around and say, hey, there's our team.
That's
photos
cool.
of the team, all that fun stuff.
And then you just finished the camp.
The camp ended last week, and it was...
Well, that was incredible.
Coverage.
Uh-huh. Chris Kelly...
I know.
That was great.
Well, the first year, Sarah Hofe has covered it for us, and she did a great job. Second year, Kat Bolas covered it equally, and then Chris took it this year. And I kind of like that different reporters go and journalists go see it and get their take on what it looks like and feels like to them. And it's just a truly remarkable camp. I can't tell you. Every single person on Friday, when each of the artists for the campers spoke, well, when Jennifer spoke, when I spoke, when all the campers spoke, because Diane Baldy was on vacation that week, so she wasn't with us for that performance at the end. Everybody chokes up because it's just a natural thing. It just almost takes over because these children come in and they get to, they don't know them, you know, each other other than if they're siblings. And they come into this place in the summer and they meet all these new artists and what they're going to be doing for the year and the month, the week, and how they're going to put it all together. And they walk out the dearest of friends. Like when you hear them as the photos that Julie Jordan takes and then Dan Semrel Media, Semrel Media puts it all together on a slideshow and shows those pictures, the kids laugh and they're hitting, you know, bumping into each other while they're sitting on the floor watching this week unfold in front of their eyes. And it, you know, it makes, you know, it's, they get, they're brought together by grief and they're linked together forever from some kind of love through the arts and through meeting themselves and through Hospice of the Sacred Heart, who offers the program. So it's,
where does one see that?
You can't, it's not something for public view, but the point is that's just, you know, it's just how it is. It's just so special. These kids just, and all the Hospice of the Sacred Heart swag. I mean, sleeping bags and sweatshirts and T-shirts and bags and journals and, you know, everything they took. They did. We did a Toy Story kind of theme this year, so we had Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and that you can dress them up. And did this dance at the end, this fun dance, and Joanne Arduino said it was like their favorite thing to do inside of a sleeping bag.
Oh, good.
A red sleeve. So it was just so much fun. They just, wonderful young kids.
What are the
young
ages
kids?
Of the kids?
Different ages, but these, I think, maybe were 8 to maybe 12. Last year some of them were a little bit younger, but that's kind of where it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little bit older. Just depends.
I thought it was a wonderful thing, and it was just so nice to see all those photos and the story that Chris Kelly
told about
it. It was really heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was really nice to know that somebody was taking care of the emotional, I don't know what to call it, what was left over from that experience. And in another way, it also converts the experience of hospice from something that's so bad and so painful into something that was such fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's truly what it is. I mean, hospice is what it is. Unfortunately, they, you know, are there to care for sick, very, very sick people of all ages. It doesn't, as you know, illness doesn't discriminate. So they're there for it and they see it. But to let these kids who have experienced such tremendous tremendous loss. And whether you're a patient of hospice or not, we have programs for bereavement and many things throughout the year, from couples to the surviving spouse to children through our Dragonfly program. Many, many, many things that you are available to help through our bereavement programs. And the fact that this special thing gives these children that opportunity to be in a camp and to learn to heal and love through the arts, it's so special. It's wonderful. And you know, by virtue of that fact, we have wonderful sponsors who stepped up through the state of Pennsylvania, because we had the Governor's Awards here last year. They put out many grants. They supported it. The Lackawanna County Arts and Culture grant we got this year. New York Life, who is our presenting sponsor, who believes in us, has always been part of our Dragonfly program and has, through team grants and many other ways, have helped us with their employees coming the whole week, Lynn, picking up food, helping with whatever they could do, being there that day, moving and lugging and taking care, just all hands on deck with New York Life. And these people are just incredible and have been part of the hospice mission through Dragonfly. Mm-hmm. And now they're with this. It's just special. And then, of course, we have Sunita, ERA One Source, and Micheline Pagnotti from Pagnotti Enterprises, who are sponsors. And every year they say yes because they so believe in it. That's great. We got the ice cream truck from Fidelity Bank at the end, which was always nice.
That's great.
So we're going to take a very quick break. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show, and we will be right back.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now, back to Laurie and Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans. I'm the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm specifically for the needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. I have a question for you, Ms. Cadden.
Yes.
If you were given the choice between saying, I quit when you are ready to quit a job, or I'm retiring, which would you say?
Which would I rather say? Mm-hmm. Meaning if I had the financial means
do
both?
You're ready. Would you say I quit, or would you say I'm retiring?
No, I don't think if I was the age to retire, I would say I quit.
It's interesting that you say that, because that is a very important question that people never think about. And this article I was reading, I thought, wow, that is so true. If you say you quit, there's something about that that's very empowering. But if you say I'm retiring, people throw a whole lot of stuff on that. Like it's, oh, you're going into a space where you're going to be all about, retirement, relaxation, playing golf with the grandkids. It's basically leisure time. But if you say you quit, there's an empowering way of looking at that, is that you've made a choice. I don't need this anymore. I'm going on to something else. Mm-hmm. It could be that you're going to just hang out and play with the grandkids. But there's something about that conversation that I never even thought about. And this is really interesting. And this person who wrote this, and I can't remember really what the name of the author was here, but it's... there's a big difference. And this, I think it was a woman who said, the simple truth is that after the glow of retirement wears off, many of us will find ourselves wanting or needing to work. Unfortunately, when we tell our friends, family, employers, business partners, and other contacts that we are retiring, we put ourselves in an iron cage with no door. From a psychological perspective, announcing our retirement tells us that we are, where'd that go? This thing is crazy. Leaving the workplace for good. And as a result, our colleagues and business partners cannot help but put us in a, quote, retired, unquote, bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if we decide to start a business, look for consulting work, join a company part-time, or look for another job, we'll have an uphill battle convincing the people in our network that we still have what it takes to succeed. That's interesting that people would look at it that way.
I like
it. But it's true.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, they sure as heck won't be actively looking for opportunities for us. Why should they? We just told them we've retired. Telling everyone that you are retiring feels good. There's a sense of accomplishment that you get by telling the world you have arrived at retirement. If we are totally honest, it's also nice to see the look of jealousy that others give us when we tell them we won't be coming back to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but I think it's, come on, this thing's driving me nuts. I can't move it, but we're getting there. Okay. Not knowing the truth about our financial situation, our friends and family assume that we have enough money to live in style for the rest of our lives. This is rarely the case.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, shouldn't we ask ourselves if it's really any business what we do when we retire? When we leave our current employer, why does it matter that we're leaving our current job at 65 versus 45? Some of us will want to play golf for the next 20 years, but many more will find themselves looking for work before they can say four. Ultimately, what I'm saying is that you lose absolutely nothing by keeping your cards close to your chest. If you tell your employer that you're leaving to pursue other opportunities, you avoid being put into the retirement bucket. You can still sit on the beach sipping pina coladas, but if you do decide to start a business, go back to the office, do some consulting or work part-time, it won't come as a shock to anybody. I realize there are many people reading this article who worked for companies with a well-defined pension plan. If you have specialized skills that can only be applied in a large organization and a big pension waiting for you, it may not matter whether the world thinks you are retiring. In fact, it may be nice to celebrate with your new gold watch and a glass of champagne. But if you are like the majority of us who worked in more general professions and with multiple employers, celebrating your retirement with the world may not be in your interest. At the very least, the decision to officially retire versus pursue other opportunities should be made consciously. It really is no one else's business how you plan on spending life after age 65, unless you want it to be. So there's the question, which is what I just asked you. Would you feel more comfortable telling people that you're officially retiring, or I quit?
Or I quit working.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
There.
There. Exactly.
But anyway, there's something about, you know, that old line, you know, you don't quit, don't kind of, it's just like there is so much. And I mean, have you ever quit a job?
Yes.
Without another one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I kind of knew that.
And yeah. I did not, I was not afraid at all.
Well, that's pretty cool, because I was a nervous wreck.
Well, but here's why, though. I always have my real estate license.
Well, that's true.
So I always have a fallback. Obviously, you can't just walk in and get paid.
Right.
But there's a career I have, which is why I always keep it and always have that. So that was one. That's what I kind of eased into. But I really didn't do anything more.
Yeah.
And it took a matter of, I can't tell you, I had so many opportunities initially. That it just happened. That's when I worked then for the Scranton Cultural Center.
Yeah.
That's when Joanne Framiati knew that I was no longer where I was at and said, oh my God, I wanted you to work here forever. Will you come and work for me? And I said, and I went part-time first because I thought, let me see. And I just think if you do that, and then I quit another place.
Mm-hmm.
And It's because I did not like what was going on and didn't like the treatment. And I'm not going to stand for it. But then I remember when I was so much younger, I wanted to quit somewhere. Actually, I wanted to quit at Third National Bank years ago. And not for one because of one person. Mm-hmm. And it was silly and I got over it. Well, not really. But I stayed is my point. And I'm thrilled I did because I loved every minute of being there except for that one part. And I just think, but I was petrified. I was a young kid. I mean, I made no money there anyway, but I just was too afraid. And as you know, I quit nursing school.
Well, that was your first big
That was
quit.
My own, that was my, for, yes, through life. That yes. was exactly what it was. Quit yep. and scared. That, I wasn't scared. I yeah. knew I would be fine whatever I did. Mm-hmm. But I was afraid of how my parents were going to view my leaving. And they yeah. were, and rightfully so, I would be with my children very disappointed.
Yes.
But everything happens for a reason. I really, really believe that. I know sometimes
too.
People think it's just cliche, but it really does. You end up where you're supposed to be. So,
if you honor that.
Yes.
If you honor it. But yeah. there are so many people that will stay in jobs
stuck
just because. Because
they're either
they're
afraid
miserable.
Or they don't want to do way miserable.
And
sometimes you have to believe, though. Are they just miserable in general? Like, really?
Yeah, which and came first, the
yeah,
miserable or the job?
Right.
I don't know.
But jobs can make you, because I remember the one job that I quit, I hated going to sleep at night because I knew I had to wake up and go, and I hated waking up because I knew I had to go.
Yeah.
When that's you are getting
good.
To that's not good.
Mm-mm.
And that old line, the fear of... the fear of being without it, the pain of being in it is greater than the fear of being without it is when you make your decision.
That's
regardless of what it is.
Yep, it is.
And that's when you
and
do
until
it.
Until you reach that pain point.
Yeah, right.
That's the deal.
So it is. It's tough. And I want to mention, too, Monday night, I was at the Gene Kane Memorial Golf Tournament for Friendship House at Glen Oak. And we
did
went
you
up.
Did you golf?
Oh, I didn't golf.
Oh,
dear
please.
God, no. Dear
please.
God. I sleep faster than people golf. So, although the one thing I love about it is the networking. But
yeah.
no, you can't talk. You can't, at least during it, people shh.
Yeah,
no, it's
right.
too slow for me. Way too slow. But I kind of like the whole atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I like the country club thing. I like mm-hmm. all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every year, and it's sponsored by in honor of the Kane family's dad, Gene, and it was wonderful, wonderfully attended, great night. It was at Glen Oak. Jeff Spagna does a great job up there. And so we went up as a group of a lot of us who don't golf, went up for the dinner on the board. The board members went up and had dinner together, and it was such a nice night. It was a beautiful night, hot, humid, but very nice. So it was nice to be. There's a group of us, Diane Baldy, Joanne Arduino, Elaine Shepherd, Deb Peterson, Judge Tom Blewett. They were with our group. And then Joe Tomko, he actually golfed, which was mm-hmm. wonderful. But a lot of people are on vacation, so we missed out on a few. But it was a very nice, nice time and always a good time and a good moneymaker for Friendship House. And Jim Martin and Christine Gilroy did a great job.
Good.
So that's what I have to say. So we are coming back with a wonderful brand new, our friend Beth Langston from Fidelity Bank, brand new branch manager, born and raised there but lives in Mountaintop in their new location, which opens in September. So we will be right back to talk a little bit with her. Please continue listening. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
It's Saturday morning with Laurie and Lynn. Now back to Laurie and Lynn.
Everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And I am Lynn Evans. I am the managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC, which is a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse, and that's available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And we have a special guest expert this morning. This is her first time with us. So we just want to make sure that she's feeling comfortable and good about talking about Fidelity Bank. Her name is Beth Langston. She has over 19 years of experience in banking and serves as assistant VP and branch manager of Fidelity Bank's new Mountaintop office, which is slated to open in September of 2019. She's a graduate of Bishop Hannon High School. She's an active member of the community, serving in roles with the Kingston and Wilkes-Barre Rotaries, and is a past president of the Wyoming Valley chapter of the American Institute of Banking. She and her husband of 33 years, Timothy, reside in Mountaintop. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Did you say Hannon, Bishop Hannon High School?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So which year?
Hoban.
Beth? Hoban. I was going to say.
Did I say Hannon?
Yes, you said Hannon.
I'm sorry.
That's why I thought I was going to. Then I, once she said Hannon, I thought, okay, now I'm going to start asking you questions about Scranton. And then I thought, okay. All right, so it's Hoban.
Bishop
right?
Hoban.
There we go.
Hoban.
All right, Bishop Hannon, Bishop Hoban, H, those bishops, what the heck? Oh, here we go. One is in Luzerne County. One was in Scranton, okay. Or Lackawanna County. So, Beth, you've been banking a long, long time.
Yes.
You're going to be the branch manager of Fidelity's new branch in Mountaintop, which happens to be where you live, which
yes.
We spoke about your last bank. You had to drive a different direction to get to in wacky weather. And now here you are in your own backyard. What do you think about that? How's that going to make you feel?
I am thrilled. It's
yeah.
going to be really nice to just get in the car and be there in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And when you decided to go with Fidelity, did you leave the bank you were at before? Did you leave them to take this position?
Yes.
So how did
mm-hmm.
that? Were you a little nervous about that?
Sure.
But
yep. I worked there for 13 years, so sure, it's always a little bit of a difficult decision.
Yeah.
You know, I worked with a lot of great people. I enjoyed the job. But this was very intriguing.
Good opportunity for
and
it, right?
And obviously, being right, you know, in Mountaintop near my house, I would have the opportunity to work in my community and be a part of the community that,
I serve, right? And I think it's so important. I mean, as I told you when I walked in years and years ago, I was a branch manager, a couple different banks, two in Philadelphia, a couple in Scranton. And the need for branch managers to be involved in the community, I think, is so great because, number one, it's great business development, right? Because you're out there
right.
and you see
right.
what's available, and then you say, hey, I'm a banker, and maybe the business will come your way. It only makes sense that when you're out there as that person, people want to work with you if they know you, get to know you, and think, hey, I like the bank, I like you, I'm going to do my business there.
Exactly.
So is that... It must be a better feeling for you going into this, knowing it is in Mountaintop, right, versus Hazleton or wherever you were before. It's a little bit, it's kind of much more a home base, so therefore that's going to be greater opportunity for you.
Yes, and it seems to be by design at Fidelity.
Yes.
You know, a lot of banks don't do it that way. But at Fidelity, most of the branch managers do live
in
the community.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
a
I think
smart move.
It's wonderful because yeah. it makes sense. We know they say going to the bank is not the most fun. People don't always think, oh, I want to go. Number one, at Fidelity, it is a good experience because you get coffee, you get cookies. Lynn gets her cookies
yes.
all the time.
And I might also add that that's a requirement.
Oh,
from
yeah,
now
Beth,
on.
Going forward.
If
sure.
anyone from Fidelity Bank comes into this place, I require chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
that's what she'll tell.
From the branch.
Oh.
And they usually comply. I can't eat them because I have celiac
yeah.
disease, but they bring me little trinkets. And now I think I've had every trinket you have, any
you
swag that Fidelity has, I own now. But it's like you said, by design, it works. It makes sense. Who, when you're out there, you don't want to go into a bank other than for the cookies. So when you're doing this, you want to make sure that why not see a friendly face, your neighbor, someone who you know and like.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you a funny story because this is good. Speaking of the chocolate chip cookies and Fidelity, I had a woman come in to see me maybe a month ago. And we were talking about all the things that we do, the banking relationships that we have. And I mentioned to her that I've been with Fidelity for a very long time. And that one of the reasons why I love Fidelity is I kind of gather up my checks so that I know I could make a copy of it on my phone and deposit it, but then I don't get to go and get the cookies.
Oh, geez.
So I said to her, I just accumulate checks, and then I go to the bank and I get my cookies. And she said, are you serious? I said, yes, I love the cookies. So honestly, the woman called the local bakery and told me that I should go to this place, Creative Cakes in Park Summit.
Yeah, I love her stuff, yeah.
She ordered a pound of cookies for me and told me to go pick up whatever I wanted, including chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
At the bakery payment for the time that I spent with her.
Oh, how cute is that?
So,
because you told her about your love of fidelity.
Her.
And you know what, Beth? Every check she deposited, she gets a cookie for each check. So that's what she does. Takes them home and won't share them with
Patrick.
Never.
Never share them
with anyone.
She won't.
No.
She hoards them all.
I do.
So, Beth, what is going to happen in that neck of the woods as far as open houses, grand openings, all that? And yours is very high tech, like the most recent Fidelity branches, right? With all that, all the bells and whistles.
Yes, we'll have upgraded equipment, we have coin machines in all of our branches where you can bring your loose coin, and we have the latest and the greatest. So of course, all our equipment, you know, we always try to innovate and bring the latest technology into every branch we build. So we will have that.
The same face. We also have, and he's not saying much, we just to make everyone feel at ease.
Well, I don't want to just jump in and do this. I want to see this show.
Fast Freddy
great.
Is
it's
sitting
awesome.
In with us, and he's doing things
well,
to
no,
Beth.
I'm enjoying,
her.
I'm enjoying
She's
all
doing
this.
A great
She's
job.
Doing a fabulous
She's
job. It's quite informative, and I enjoy the talk. I love cookies, too. My brother-in-law just got a bunch sent in from Denver. They're awesome. And I like to say that I dated a couple girls from Bishop Hannon back in the day, and it was awesome.
But Bishop Holman.
Well, yeah, I know. I never met any of them.
He never met any of them. Any of those chicks.
Well, I can't say that right now.
That's
Bishop Holman.
Yeah, I know.
Chick.
I was also taken upside the head by Power of the Purse at the Hotel California in Archbold in 1993. So I know all about that as well.
Yeah. What?
We're off track.
You could check in, but you can never leave.
Way off track.
Anyway, Beth, go ahead. So tell us, when's the grand? Is there a definite date for the grand opening yet, or where you at with that?
I would say we have a definite date.
Okay.
September 28th and 29th, Saturday and Sunday. So that's our official grand opening.
Uh-huh. Will you be taking advantage in the future when events are happening up there of calling your a dragon and getting your ice cream truck to come up and all of your stuff up there?
Yes, absolutely.
That thing is one of the most popular things
going.
It
is. It's wonderful.
It is. We had the ice cream truck in Mountaintop for 4th of July. They have a parade and a festival. So we had the ice cream truck at the festival, and people just couldn't believe it was free.
So I love the whole idea. Where have you been training since you're there?
Well, you know, our training, like the formal training, is in the main office in Dunmore. But I've traveled around to most of the branches to see different management styles and, you know, help when managers are on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the West Side branch?
I have not. I was there once. But I have not actually worked out of that branch.
Well, that's where you should. When
Better
you have
get
to go, call
there.
Deb Yearing, who's over there now, and say, Deb, when you're going on vacation, I'll help you out because I hear I should be in Westside for a while.
See, we're all Westsiders.
Doesn't get any better, but I love that brand. Those banks are so neat, and we know that one. And then the Pittston location, yours is the one that's coming. Is that open yet? The one in Dallas?
Back Mountain,
that's the same setup, right?
Yes. It's a great design, and it's something unique to the Mountaintop landscape.
Oh, yeah.
So
sure
I'm really excited, for it to be completed.
So when you got this job, did your family, beside who your immediate family, did your brothers, sisters, cousins, anyone still live in that neck of the woods with you?
My sister.
So was she think, oh, now I can go and say I'm the branch manager's sister, and I could get a good seat, or what does she think?
She's happy to come in for free cookies.
Yes, see? I love it.
Yeah.
So what else about Fidelity? What can you tell the listeners out there? What do you think is a reason why, if you live in that neck of the woods, you're listening, which of course they do, what's the reason that you should want to come and bank with you?
Well, aside from the fact that Forbes named us again in their top banks in Pennsylvania, we're number 3 for 2019.
Yay.
We really... most banks will say, you know, we're a community bank, but we really take that as an important piece. We do a lot of community service. All of our colleagues do things that are, you know, true to their heart. Mm-hmm. They might have a favorite charity or something that they want to volunteer for, and we encourage that. We do a lot of random acts of kindness. I'm sure you've heard of that before.
Yeah, we love it.
I think, you know, that I've done a few of those over the past 2 months, and I'm telling you, people cannot believe it. I mean, we go out. I went to a little diner and bought everybody's lunch one day, and the people were like, what? And they're like looking around for me,
and they
were coming over and hugging me and thanking me, and they couldn't believe that a bank is doing this.
I love it.
I did one of those at King's Pizza in Mountaintop, and the same kind of reaction. They're just incredulous to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's been a lot of fun.
Anything really exciting planned for the grand opening? We're having bands and all kinds of things.
All of the plans are not finalized as of yet, but I do know we are giving away a BMW.
It's
an X3.
I'm in.
So there'll be some, you know, information coming out about that. And, you know, the prizes would be things like, you know, TVs. I think there's an iPad I heard being bantered around there. Not really sure of all what will be finalized, because that's not, that's
not
for Noel.
Definite yet.
And the marketing group, yes. But yeah, we'll have some nice prizes and, you know, some giveaways, a lot of fun. I'm sure there will be food of different types.
Yeah. That's so good. Beth, how would anybody if they wanted to meet you, come to your bank, open an account, what's a way they can get in touch with you? How can they do that? Because you're trying to think. You know, phone number yet. All right.
Yeah,
so dial regular number, which is 504-8001, 570-504-8001. That is the actual number to the bank, and they will answer that, because God knows I call it all the time.
It's speed dial,
but not only that, I used to work there, so I kind of remember numbers. You're a banker. I remember numbers. I can't help it. But so, Beth, good luck to you. And, you know, we have two couple more seconds, but was it that bad?
No, it
see
was
how
wonderful.
Quick I said what, and you did. Let's give her a round of applause, Freddie Lynn.
Beth, I'm like one of the most iconic personalities in the world, and I'm saying that you did excellent.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the fancy design of the Fidelity Bank building.
It's an excellent
design. It's definitely very eye-catching.
When you say
Fidelity, everybody knows right off the bat that wonderful design.
I know it.
And I want to know real quick, how long has that been like a fixture for Fidelity? Has that been something?
Since Westside, right?
Wow. Well, yeah, Westside was the first one, so that was before my time. I'm not sure what year that was.
Yes, well,
you ladies must know when that was.
I can't remember the date, but it's going good. Anyway, Beth, welcome to the Fidelity team. Welcome here. Hope you're welcome back anytime, and best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.